Part 7. Where was Custer? When you listen to White Cowbull and Curly and Pretty Shield and Gaul and Crazy Horse and Hump and Horned Horse and Peter Thompson and George Glenn, the Battle of the Little Bighorn suddenly makes sense. Consider what happened next. Right after White Cowbull said he shot an officer on a sorrel horse with four white stockings, and Pretty Shield said Custer fell in the water. As quickly and completely as if you'd thrown a switch, Custer disappeared from all further eyewitness accounts of the battle, and his men simultaneously lost all strategic direction. Custer's men continued to show some tactical capacity for a while longer, e.g. their charge to drive back the Indians gathering lower down on Calhoun Ridge, as Wooden Leg and Foolish Elk described, but there is no further evidence of any strategy on their part, or any will to press the offensive Custer had thrown his men into so enthusiastically mere minutes before. Nor did Custer's men do what the circumstances desperately demanded, which was to reunite with troops under Marcus Reno and or Frederick Benteen. History demonstrates this was their only chance for survival. But after the charge at Medicine Tail Coulee was thrown back, Custer's men didn't continue the attack, and they didn't maneuver for reinforcement either. Custer's men simply presented themselves on the doorstep of the largest Plains Indian village in recorded history, fired two signal volleys so everyone within 10 miles knew exactly where they were, and then obligingly waited as Cheyenne warriors Soldier Wolf, Brave Wolf, and Tall Bull recounted for the Indians to gather enough force to drive them like a nail. Strong circumstantial evidence that Custer was still alive at this point, but so badly wounded that his men feared he would die if they moved him. The accounts of 7th Cavalry survivors with Reno and Benteen clearly indicate that they expected support from Custer, support which never came. Medal of Honor winner Charles Windoff expressed it bluntly when he asked, "Where was Custer?" Windoff concluded, "All we knew was that he had disappeared with half the regiment." William Slaper added, "I was, however, considerably worried about where Custer was and why he had failed to support us as he had promised to do." In fact, Custer's men continued to believe that Custer was going to ride to their rescue through the night of June 25, 26. When Reno ordered his men to entrench that night, the response was lackluster because they doubtless expected that General Custer would make his appearance during the night and our labor would be wasted, recalled William O. Taylor. And John Ryan remembered, "About the middle of the night we heard a trumpet call, and the men commenced to cheer, thinking it was Custer's men who were coming to our assistance. Major Reno ordered one of our trumpeters to sound a call, but it was not repeated, so we made up our minds that it was a decoy on the part of the Indians." William O. Taylor and Peter Thompson also described the same scene with the Indian trumpeter. Custer loyalist John Berkman overheard Reno's bitter comments about Custer that same night, and 7th Cavalry surgeon Dr. Henry Porter recalled how during the 2 days we were surrounded by the Indians, the inquiry among our men for Custer was loud, and that general's court-martial was freely speculated upon. Custer's surviving men couldn't understand why their commander hadn't supported them and the attack he ordered. Although they had no idea what had befallen Custer, his men knew there was something deeply wrong in Custer's behavior, and they were right. If Custer was still compos mentis and commanding his men, it is impossible to imagine him meekly allowing a handful of defenders to both thwart his attack on the village and prevent him from taking any further action to support or reinforce Reno and his men. This is especially true since Custer already knew from 4 of his scouts, Harry Moccasin, Goes Ahead, White Man Runs Him, and Fred Girard, that the 112 7th Cavalry troopers he sent with Reno badly needed his support.